it's nearly 2012. My name is Greg Bowen, and this is my review of Years of Sport 2011 Review Sports Year Review.
February
saw a dearth in sporting activities as many of Britain's top sportsmen went on strike, causing the government to call in the army to compete in many sporting events. Obviously, this caused a particular problem in many disciplines, and they had to be modified for the army's particular skill set. The 600-metre breaststroke, for example, was replaced with continuous stomping through a puddle in the middle of some woods for no apparent reason. The pole vault was modified to include grenades and lobbing and exclude poles and vaulting, and the 100 metres was for the first time conducted by tanks. But it was in the world of wrestling that people noticed the difference between acutely trained professionals in the peak of mental and physical fitness and a bloke in tights. Your commentator was Simon Rosenberg.
Well, it's a really fantastic afternoon's wrestling here in Stoke with the masked nun, probably the largest of Christ's brides and certainly the most bad-tempered, being stretchered off to a first aid shelter earlier this afternoon after a ferocious attack by a man with a second-hand oboe. Sir Peter the Wobbliger Purvis, no relation, is in the ring now. Look at the crowd, their anticipation is almost rife. You can almost smell the excitement. Now Peter the Wobbliger Purvis, no relation, moves in on his opponent. He is surely the greatest all-in wrestler the world has ever seen. And his opponent, the 7th Battalion of the Glaswegian Warriors, all 412 of them, they are camouflaged in the corner of the ring. And Purvis moves in and... he didn't like that.
February also saw the name of sport being dragged through the mud vis-a-vis cricket as allegations of match-fixing reached the courts. Many faces in the world of cricket attended, and for the first time for British justice and for British broadcasting, is a recording of the jury listening carefully to the evidence. Fascinating procedures there from the world of cricket, I think you'll agree. The jury themselves gave such attention in a trial which was to last about 6 months. However, when the jury left the building, only 7 minutes had elapsed. Meanwhile, on the actual field of cricket, it was all action. Your commentator is Dougie Rose. A match most people will never forget, aside, of course, from the commentating team. Well, that's my review of February complete. Join me again for the next review of the next part of the year, which coincidentally is the same month that appears on the calendar in the same series that's after this one, March. My name's Greg Bowen, and this is my review of Sport 2011.